On today's show, the production date of Ford's upcoming dedicated EV is revealed. Continental develops technology that allows EVs to charge at any type of station. And Kia teases a good-looking crossover with an ugly-sounding name. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Carlos Ghosn has been running Renault-Nissan for over a decade, but Reuters reports that the 63-year-old is preparing for his successor. He's looking for a second-in-command to run a new position that would combine the currently separate chief competitive officer positions at Nissan and Renault into a single job. The contenders are Nissan chief performance officer Jose Munoz and CCO Yasuhiro Yamauchi, as well as Stefan Mueller, who is the chief performance officer at Renault. In addition to finding a successor, the goal of this plan is also to advance the integration of manufacturing, R&D, and other areas at Renault-Nissan. Speaking of Nissan, it's come up with a strange way to promote the Leaf by giving away free gas? It may sound confusing at first, but here's the logic behind it. Give people free gas so they can know what it feels like to not have to pay for gas like an EV owner, and maybe, just maybe, that will spur their interest to go buy an EV. Now, I've got to believe you're like me and think that this stunt won't do much good in the way of getting any of those folks that get free gas to buy an EV, but I've got to commend Nissan for trying a new, unique approach. The free gas campaign starts this summer in 5 Northeast U.S. states. We'll be back with more news about electric vehicles right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Electric vehicles make up just a tiny fraction of the overall car market, but thanks to government incentives, the segment saw big growth last year. According to a report from the International Energy Agency, the number of EVs, including plug-in hybrids, hit 2 million globally in 2016. That's 60% higher than the year before. China is the largest market for EVs, accounting for more than 40% of the total, which is twice as high as in the U.S. To help further the growth of EVs as well, a group of 10 nations are expected to kick off the Electric Vehicle Initiative tomorrow. The goal is to have battery-powered cars, trucks, buses, and vans hit 30% market share by 2030. Currently, EVs total just 0.2% of the overall market. And one of the reasons electric vehicles don't sell in big numbers is due to the lack of stations to recharge at. And ones that do exist offer varying charging times and are not compatible with all EVs. So to avoid these issues, the supplier company Continental has developed a solution to charge at any kind of station. Instead of using an adapter, engineers have turned the electric powertrain into a universal charger. Called AllCharge, it's able to handle up to 800 volts and 350 kilowatts at level 1 and level 3 AC chargers and DC fast charger stations. The system consists of an electric motor and inverter, which switch between DC and AC power and that have been modified to handle the additional task of charging. The only extra component is a DC to DC converter, which regulates flow to the battery. And as a bonus feature, AllCharge allows the battery to be used to power mobile electronic devices like a laptop or drill. Continental will present the system at the Frankfurt Auto Show in September. And in other EV news, Auto Forecast Solutions reports that Ford is delaying the start of production for its upcoming pure electric vehicle. The EV was originally scheduled to begin production in September of 2019 at a new plant in Mexico. But as you may remember, Ford canceled plans to build the San Luis Potosi plant due to pressure from President Trump. So now the EV will be built at Ford's Flat Rock plant in Michigan starting in April of 2020. While it may seem that delaying the EV will put Ford at a disadvantage, as we've said before, it might be wise to wait. Federal tax credits start to run out for a company once they've sold 200,000 plug-in vehicles. And Tesla and GM are creeping up on that number fast. So Ford could have a real price advantage if it waits until credits at Tesla and GM are all dried up. Coming up next, AAA urges car drivers to start using synthetic oil.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Well, here's a big duh. The AAA just released a study that says synthetic oil is better than conventional oil and is urging everyone to make the switch. You know, I think that's a good general rule of thumb, but there's other factors to consider first. And I think the most important question is, how long do you plan on keeping your vehicle? I'm not hard on my vehicles and change my oil about every 5,000 miles, but I use synthetic because I know I'll keep my cars past 200,000 miles. If I wasn't going to use them that long, I'd buy conventional. I will add to first check to see how much a synthetic oil change is, because it can be a big difference to conventional. But the AAA does point out that on average, it's about $64 more per year for synthetic oil. On the other end of the spectrum, if a driver likes to accelerate hard, load a vehicle up with a bunch of stuff, tow a trailer, and or routinely go past 7,500 miles on oil change intervals, then they should definitely use synthetic. Kia revealed a sketch of a new B-size crossover called the Stonic. It's a combination of the words speedy and tonic. I don't like the name at all, but it does have a real sporty, aggressive look to it that will likely be toned down for the production version. There aren't many details, but Kia says this will be the most customizable vehicle in its lineup. The Stonic goes on sale in the second half of the year. But that's it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.